So tell me a little bit about Unmasked. What makes it cool? What makes it special?
Unmasked is about a young journalist who goes around unmasking superheroes that have gone bad, and we don't know who any of them are until she unmasks them. And the issue here is that they're legacy heroes as well. So they are successors to a group of superheroes that are gone now. And what makes it a little bit different is because we don't, as an audience, know who these people are, and I want them to be unmasked when our main character, Paige, unmasks them. And we did two Kickstarters for this as well, which were both very successful, and we were featured in USA Today as well.
What made you guys go with a female protagonist?
I'm heavily inspired by Joss Whedon and his work, so of course Buffy the Vampire Slayer. One of the very first comics I ever read was one of the Crisis on Infinite Earths books, where they killed Supergirl off in such a heroic way. So I know that that kind of inspired me right there. And plus, I work with quite a few women. We wanted to create, you know, a really strong kind of female character and put her in the midst of this crazy story, basically.
What do you think makes her really interesting? What do you think makes her stand out?
She has absolutely no powers. And she's trying to do everything she can to unmask these people with, of course, not getting killed in the process. And without giving away any spoilers, she finds out that she's a little more connected to these people than she thought. So, this very spunky kind of character.
You want to just describe the art a little bit? It's kind of like what drew me over to your table.
Yeah. Perfect, perfect. My artist, John Broglia, is heavily inspired by Michael Avon Oeming from Powers. And they actually know each other, and they're really cool. So what drew my attention to it was Batman the Animated Series, and which definitely worked for me. And John really kind of knocked that out with that first volume. He's working on a second volume now. And Anthony Grigori jumped on to Unmasked Signal, which was like a volume 1.5.
Nice.
And his artwork was a similar, but his own style. And I thought that was really great, too. And that's why I want him on board. So,
hey, so what do the next couple of months look like for you guys? What else are you working on?
Well, we're working on volume 2 now. And we're hoping that we'll be able to have a table at New York Comic Con. That'll be the fifth year in a row, which would be fantastic. Lining up for another Kickstarter. And, you know, hopefully trying to get some more coverage, you know, on USA Today. And then, of course, maybe going and branching out to other shows as well.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want to say about the series that we haven't discussed yet?
It's just a different type of series, just approaching it in a different way. And if people want to read a superhero book that's a little bit different and is trying to take a different path in terms of its superheroes, its iconic superheroes, this is the book. So check it out. There's a lot of humor, there's a lot of action, there's a lot of drama in it, so a little bit of everything.